Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you entertainment holics out there in Radio Land. It is time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, coming at you live each and every Wednesday, 3 to 4 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, that's 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, only on LA Talk Radio Channel 1 for our Hispanic sister and brethren out there, and our buddy, the other Dave Navarro, numero uno. I gotta represent for my first co-host. All right. Anyway, we are also syndicated on the following: iHeartRadio, iTunes, YouTube, Spreaker, SoundCloud, Sonos, Google Play, Amazon Alexa, and Spotify. And I'm working on more places, of course.
All right.
Got a never-ending supply of all kinds of shit going on now. We just got to keep putting it out there. More stuff. Anyway, this is your hostess with the bostess, Jennifer DeVoe, a.k.a. Jenny, and my awesome, amazing co-host. I'm like, which mic am I? Okay, three.
Yes, I am today.
James Muse, a.k.a. The Muse.
What's up, everyone? How's everyone doing today? Salutations.
Alrighty then.
Yeah.
Somehow, when you say things, it sounds cheesy. I don't know what that is. What's up with that? You put extra cheese in your food today?
I did, actually.
Oh, okay, cool.
Some mozzarella.
Mozzarella?
Yeah.
Alright. It's a good cheese as any, right?
Yeah.
All cheeses are good cheeses. All right. We're here today in the studio with the Guitar and Whiskey Club.
All right.
I got it right this time. Hell yeah. All right. Before I do Jenny's concert rundown real quick, why don't you introduce yourself to our listeners so everybody knows who you are going on.
I'm Jeff Donovan. I'm one of the founders of the Guitar and Whiskey Club.
And you play?
I play guitar.
Guitar,
yeah.
Nice. We like it.
We
the
do
guitar
too.
And whiskey club.
We like both guitars and whiskey.
Oh yes. Yeah, we love whiskey.
Rock on. Sweet.
Yes.
And who are our missing members today?
The missing members are the co-founder Scott Smith. The rest of the band would be Sean Robinson, who also plays guitar. Jennifer Wilde, who is our amazing vocalist, and Bob Sickles, who is our amazing drummer.
Nice.
All right.
Shout out to our missing members. I know everybody has to work jobs and
unfortunately
all that, you know, and sometimes you can only get one or two people in here because it's got to fit with schedules. Yeah. I know Wednesday is not always an opportune day for a radio show, but
well, you got to figure that these are musicians, so they definitely had to have their nights open.
Yeah, of course.
And if possible, the weekends.
Of course.
Yeah.
Half totally understandable. Probably aren't even up right now.
probably not. Very true. All right, let's do Jenny's concert rundown real quick before we get in with the band. Oh, we had some different stuff going on this last week or whatever. Let's see, what did we have?
Saturday.
It's been a blur, for the love of God. All kinds of stuff going on. Let's see. Saturday, we were at the Pacifico Cantina. And we had some really good bands. I wish I could have been there to see all of them. That would have been lovely.
You did, actually.
I did?
Yes.
I saw.
Because it started.
Oh, actually, that's true.
Right.
I did see all of them. Never mind. I forgot. I had more bands booked. It just didn't work that way. Stuff happens. You never know, right? Let's see. Well, I guess what ended up happening was we had Sleestak and Fatal Substance. There we go. Shout out to Sleestak and Fatal Substance. That was a great show. Jesse from Fatal Substance, he's the guitarist. It was his birthday weekend and stuff, so we had like a birthday bash, and so it was two bands, and it was just, you know, they brought a lot of people though. They had like a party bus,
right,
full of people. It was like 30 or so people crammed on a party bus. It was pretty awesome. Well, thank you guys for bringing all those people.
Yeah,
we appreciate
nice.
You.
Mm-hmm.
So that was a good show. Both the bands were really amazing. I especially love I always love watching Sleestak, but they were both great. Hell yeah. Good music. All right, let's see. Sunday we had
Petey's Place.
We had, yeah, Petey's Place in Tarzana. Shout out to Petey.
We love Petey's Place.
Shout out to Ben from Pacifico Cantina. I was going to do shout outs to our owners.
Right.
You know, so shout out to Petey. I was talking to her this morning, actually. We had Claymation and Vitamin XP.
Mm-hmm.
And then we had We Are the Black Things. And shout out to Tone Raven. And then we had Carry On. We love Carry On. Mark Prudhoe, friggin' amazing band.
Yeah.
Good
stage presence.
That's the one I really wanted to see. Like,
good stage presence.
Out of all the bands.
Very good.
Yeah, Mark's a great singer.
Yeah. Out of all the bands, I really wanted to see them play. Because every time, they just have a great energy, and Mark's just an incredible singer.
Yep.
The whole band's just amazing, so I always love watching them play. Sometimes I think I just book some of these bands just so I can get my own personal concert. I don't even know if I really give a shit if a bunch of people showed up. I just like booking my favorite bands and then just jamming out, rocking out to it, you know. You know, most of the time, I don't even realize there could be like 100 people standing fucking behind me. Now, I don't even notice. It really doesn't, you know, faze me.
Get a front row seat.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. So fuck it. And then shout out to Serafino from Ring of Leaders. They were great also. So yeah, good night. Good night. Well, tonight we would have been at the CIA, but that's not happening. And July 3rd. Never mind. Okay, so on to the next one. We got Friday. Our next show is Friday, July 5th at Petey's Place. We've got Cesar Cardona. We've got, they're at 8 p.m. We've got our buddies from Berserk. Shout out to Marlon and Zoo. Zoo also is, works at, I think he's like security or something at the,
Bar Sinister.
Mm-hmm. If you guys ever go to Bar Sinister, you'll know Zoo. He's a big mofo. That's a guy. That's a big guy right there. They really totally rock the stage, though. They're great. Berserk. That's one of the bands I manage. Oh, wait, I'm just talking them up. I'll keep talking about them. Wait, oh, that's right. I manage them, too. Anyway, Oh, wait, another person I manage. Mortis the Devil's Reject.
Yeah!
What's up? He's playing at 10 p.m. With his lovely devil bride, Lillian Sin, another person I manage. They're going to be doing their like freak show stuff. They're going to play the staple game.
Ooh.
She gets money stapled to her. It's crazy, yeah. They do fire play. They do all kinds of crazy stuff. Fetish burlesque. Like, it's really, like, nutty,
yeah.
Nutty stuff.
You'll enjoy it.
Yeah, it's pretty, yeah. Chicks are got half their clothing missing. Anyway, we got...
It's really nice.
It's a different world, anyway. We got Black Heroin Gallery playing at 11 p.m. And they'll get to play this time, because the show won't get shut down early.
Other
venues that shall remain nameless.
You already named them.
I'm not naming them right now, though, see? So there you go. Good enough. 11 p.m. And then we got Black Terror at 12 a.m. We love Petey.
I'm sorry, y'all. I'm just trying to try to share this.
You do your thing.
I'm trying.
Anyway, so we got some great artists that night. It's going to be a great show. We got Lillian Sin's going to perform, and then Cinder is going to perform as well. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to have Autumn Rose. So got some performers in between the bands. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
Right.
And then Saturday, July 6th, at the Pacifico Cantina, we've got 3 a.m. Street playing at 8 p.m.
That's funny.
Sesame Street? No. 3 a.m. Street.
Right. 3 a.m. Playing at 8.
Fallen Fury at our another band I manage, 9 p.m. Then we got Southpaw
All right.
at 10 p.m. Our buddy Robert McVeigh. What's up, Robert? Fallen Fury, we got Will Bowman, Amy Bowman.
Yep.
I don't really remember the names of the other guys. We got all new members. And then Let the Wolf In, our buddy David and the guys from Let the Wolf In. That's a really incredible band at 11 p.m. So we got some great shows coming up. We had some great shows. I went and saw our friends from Glitter Trash. If you remember, Jenna James Mullins and Brian Irving were in the studio on the week before, June 12th, Wednesday, June 12th. They were on the show. Shout out to Jenna and Brian and all the guys. Hey, Jesus, I believe the guitarist name, and Lauren is the other member. So shout out to those guys. Last night we went and saw them at the Whiskey A Go-Go. Free show last night. It was a really great experience. Thank you to Jennifer for inviting us. So that was a great show. I had a blast. Went with my daughter, Nisha. We had fun. It was a lot of fun. Whiskey's always a good time. It was the ultimate jam night.
Okay.
All right. Well, we are here with our guests from the Guitar and Whiskey Club.
All right.
What's up? Thank you for coming in and filling our slot.
Our pleasure.
So what you guys been up to? I know you just played the Whiskey recently.
Yep. We were one of the opening acts for LA Guns. That was a really
good LA Guns. Heck yeah.
Great night. Happy to be there. I love LA Guns, and they sound as good as ever.
Yeah, and this was the original LA Guns, in the sense of that it's actually Tracy Guns.
And Phil Lewis, yeah.
And Phil Lewis, okay, all right. So then that's no offense to the other LA Guns. I'm sorry, but the only real LA Guns is with Tracy Guns, and yeah.
So, no, it's a fun night. We had a great night.
I mean, that's the reason the name is LA Guns.
Everybody treats us really well there.
Right.
Cool.
Oh, he said, get closer to the mic. He's talking about you. Yeah, there we go.
How's that?
Thank you, Ronan.
He's the man. Shout out to Ronan. He's the man.
He sends me little notes on the computer. I love it. I just happened to look over and was like, oh, as he was typing, I was like, oh, no shit. That's awesome. And shout out to Michelle Hoover, who is not in the room right now.
She'd like us to think that.
Say hi.
She doesn't want to get on the mic. That's up to her. I told her everything's up to her. But PR people, media people. I mean, the band is the talent, but the people behind the scenes are also the talent, because they're the ones that are getting you the gigs. They're the ones that are, you know, letting media people and venues and other stuff like know about you.
Yeah.
So you you can be found and discovered. And
that's right. She puts a lot of hard work in. If it wasn't for her, we'd just be playing in my garage probably. So
that's what I'm saying. So I always tell like Desiree Duffy from Black Chateau, she's like PR for authors. And she brings us authors all the time. So, like, why wouldn't people want to know about you as well as the authors? I mean, yeah, the authors wrote the book, and they did, you know, they had the talent in that aspect. But if it wasn't for her being PR for the authors and getting their names out and their word out about their books, nobody's going to know who the hell you are.
Exactly right.
So there's many pieces to the puzzle. And then booking agents like us. But I'm also a band manager, and I get my band's gigs. But at the same time, we host our own concerts. So, like, we have you on, showcase your work and other bands, you know, put good shows together, different venues, things like that. It's all a piece.
Yeah.
The venues play a part. Everybody plays a part.
Yeah.
You know?
Big jigsaw puzzle.
Exactly.
But somehow it gets put together.
Isn't that crazy? But we all play a part in this, in the cog of the machine, you know, little pieces and cogs of the machine. That's the way I look at it.
Yeah. It's a good way to look at it.
Yeah. So
very true.
But we just all have our own pieces of the talent. Each one's got our own strengths, our own things. But if you put it all together, it could work well. It's just, you know, sometimes you get people who aren't quite on the same page as everyone else. They always have to...
In the music industry?
Yeah, I know, right? So they make everything else. They jam up the works,
hard to believe.
Right? Got to jam up the works and make things hard for you. Like, and then they wonder why they get horrible Yelp reviews. Because you piss somebody off too many times.
Always be nice to the promoters and the sound man.
Oh, the sound guy, especially. Yeah. God, if you don't want to sound like crap, don't piss off the sound guy. It's like pissing off the cook or the waitresses at your local food.
Before they make your meal.
Yeah, especially uh-huh. before they make your meal.
Right.
Or if they bring it to you and it's wrong and you're rude about it, when it gets taken back in the kitchen, horrible things are going to happen to your food. Mm-hmm. That's the way I look at it. So, yeah, be nice. You know? Yeah.
I've been there, man, you know, with the restaurant with somebody and they're just like, you know, rude to them. I'm like, you know what? I don't even want to eat here. You're not going to eat? Nope.
Because God only knows what they're going to do in the kitchen.
Right.
So, I see you got some shows coming up.
Yeah, we do have a few shows coming up. Let's see, we got, we're at Universal Bar and Grill on July 12th, Friday at 9 o'clock.
Cool.
We're at Petey's Place, Saturday, July 27th at 8:30. We're playing at Rock and Roll Pizza in Camarillo on Saturday, August 10th. That's going to be a great show. We're playing with two other bands, Wired and The Allegations,
nice.
Two of our good friends from the Ventura County area. August 17th, 10:30, we're playing Park Bar and Grill in Burbank. And again, we're playing with The Allegations. Friday, September 13th at 10, we're direct support for the Iron Maidens at Yay. The Whiskey.
Oh,
and
cool.
Really looking forward to that show, although we always look forward to any show. And October 26th, we have a big gig at the Garage in Ventura. It's called the Hallow Queens, and it's four bands that are all fronted by female singers.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, yeah, and all great bands.
I like
so
that.
It'll
the
be
premise.
A great show, yeah.
I like that whole premise, the Hollow Queens, yeah.
Well, it's our manager set it all up.
I love it. That's really badass.
He's all good. It's all her idea.
Good and, stuff. Good stuff. Yeah. I like it.
That'll be a fun show. They're all fun shows. So
good.
Looking forward to it. And then we got more down the road, but I think that's enough for now. You know,
that's good,
that's
though.
That's through October. So.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's a few months. We're good. I like it. How long have you guys been a band?
Well, we formed in 2015 and went through a few different members, me and the bass player looking for the right members to be in the band.
Okay.
We finalized that lineup in 2017, and we've been the same band since then.
Okay, so,
yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
So about two years
roughly. With all the members that are in the band right now, yeah.
Nice.
Mm. Yeah.
That's good.
So it's good. We all get along. We're like a family, and you know, we all have the same goals and same ideals and same sense of music. So
that's good.
Yeah, it really is.
It's always good when you find the right fit.
It really is. I mean, we have a lot of fun together, and I think that kind of comes across on our stage performance. Is that we all get along, and so we love doing it.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, yeah,
good thing. I always want to ask this, like, what made you guys decide on this style of music?
Well,
I mean,
what
were your influences growing up to this style of music?
I mean, you know, 70s, you know, of course, Led Zeppelin and Bad Company.
Oh, yeah, the good stuff.
And, you know, through the 80s and the hair rock bands, which I love, you know, right. Rat, Whitesnake, you know, all these bands.
Good stuff.
And we really wanted to continue that style of music, nice. Put, you know, a bit of a modern twist on it, and which is something we definitely try to do. But, you know, our style of music is right along that vein.
That's good.
Yeah. So we like it. Crowds seem to like it. And that's what we're going to keep doing, what we love.
That's good.
I like that.
Yeah.
You know, that's got your passion and you're going for it, and you got a group of people together. That's it. You got to share the same passion with you.
There's no reason playing if you're playing music you don't love.
Right.
So.
Yeah. I kind of noticed that. Even if you're a session musician, like, you know, who works for money.
Right.
For with different bands. Like, I noticed that if you don't like the kind of music you're playing, Like, why would you do it? I mean, well, even if you're a hired gun, like, still.
There's geez. Always that rent thing that, you know.
Yeah, that's true. But still, dang. I mean, I would want to at least still play. I mean, I wouldn't want to play jazz if I'm a metalhead.
Yeah, I, you know.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it would kind of be like, eh. I'd want to play with metal bands, even if it's, you know, it's a pay, you know, you're hired gun still. I'd want to play in the genre that I'm most comfortable with.
Yeah, I think as a studio musician, you have to be comfortable with a lot of different genres.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I'm sure there's favorites that everybody has, but when you're in that kind of line of work, that's you got to take what comes along. So.
Right.
That's true.
Sad but true.
Yeah. That was a good song.
Although most of the studio musicians I know really love what they do and really love pretty much any style of music, and that's why they're doing what they're doing.
Right. Yeah. That's good. So have you ever done that type of thing?
I've never been a studio musician, no. Most of what I do is I've been interested in being on the stage and making my own music. And
I like that.
Yeah.
And you play all originals?
Well, right now we started off playing mostly covers. We had a couple originals when we started off, but our whole goal has always been to get to be all original. Right now we have 9 and we're working on more. The smaller shows that we do, you know, 30, 45-minute sets, we do all originals. Okay. And then the longer shows that we do, we, you know, throw in the covers and mix it up a bit. So, but we are working towards being an all-original band.
Oh, that's wow. Cool.
All right. Any particular covers you guys play a lot of or people request a lot of? Or?
Well, you know, we do definitely have some of our favorites. Snorting Whiskey, Drinking Cocaine by Pat Travers.
Yeah.
that's one of our favorites.
Snorting Whiskey, Drinking Cocaine.
Yeah, we've been doing that since we started.
I like that.
We do some stuff that you don't hear a lot of other bands do. Still of the Night by Whitesnake.
Oh,
good
one.
Another favorite of ours.
Love that song.
Barracuda by Heart.
Oh, I love that song.
Which, you know, if you don't have a female singer, it really doesn't work too well. But
yeah, not as much.
Jennifer, our singer, she can belt that out. So,
nice.
Yeah, and there's a lot. We do a lot of Montrose. Rock Candy is one that, you know, always seems to go over very well. And we do some ones that are less common. Rock and Roll Hoochie Coo by
Nick
Derringer.
I like that.
We put a little heavier twist on it than he did. And, oh. Yeah, so, you know, it cool. kind of varies. We've tried to, we do a few songs that other cover bands will do as well, but we try to keep it with songs that people know but are out of the ordinary that you wouldn't see
right.
a typical band playing.
Right, so, yeah. Not the same ones that everybody else does.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, and, you know, just because everybody else plays, you know, Stairway to Heaven doesn't mean you have to also. you could play, you know... Dazed and Confused.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? That's play true. Something that's not it, everybody
it,
plays.
It's nice to hear the response from the audience when they hear a song that they haven't heard in a long time, and right. maybe it has a bit of a different twist on it. So, like, for instance, we do Ziggy Stardust by David Bowie.
Nice.
But we've definitely put our own twist on that one, and it's really heavy compared to what the Bowie version is, even
cool.
though I love the David Bowie version. We wanted to put some solos in there and heavy up the rhythm sections, and I think we did a really good job at it. So always seems to go over very well.
That's good.
Yeah.
Who writes the originals for your band?
Right now, I write most of the originals. I've written all of them currently, except for one. The other one, our bass player wrote. But I'm always encouraging the rest of the band to bring material to the table.
Right.
And right. So, and we have started working on some material from our singer, Jennifer Wilde, although we don't have anything complete right now.
Okay.
But for the most part, I've been writing most of the material.
And you have three of your songs, like, actually professionally fully recorded?
Yes. And nice. Frank Yano at Gossamer Studios recorded those and mixed them and mastered them. And he did a fantastic job. We're really happy with them.
That's great.
Yeah.
Now, for all of your all the venues you guys play, it seems like you play quite a few different ones. Which one would you say would be your favorite?
Well, hard to pick a favorite. Of course, you always want to have a really nice stage. And playing at the Canyon and the Whiskey, we always get that nice big stage and lots of room. We move around quite a bit. So, you know, we really like to have that space. Although there's clubs that we have just as much fun at that have tiny stages. Universal Bar and Grill is a perfect example.
Yeah,
the first time we played there, we weren't sure how we were going to fit on that stage.
I'm glad they fixed the stage though.
But
it looks a little better.
And but better. We manage it, and we still have a great time there. We have a great time everywhere we play, but we really do love to have a nice big stage when we can get it.
That's good.
And, you know, Whiskey and Canyon, they definitely have, you know, terrific lighting, terrific sound as well. And so it's, you know, it's an all-around package when you, you know, play those types of venues. So, yeah.
That's good.
And we just got done playing the Ventura Theater, actually, about a month ago, too. And I think that's the largest stage that we've been on so far.
Really?
Yeah. It's an awesome, huge stage.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. Great venue. Yeah.
I haven't been up that way yet.
Yeah, well, you have to make it.
I'd like to check out up that way at some point. We need to start. I would like to start venturing out from the LA area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, even with our own concerts,
right?
Like start going.
Well, yeah.
Out like Southern California, like you know more, even like San Diego and Anaheim, Santa Ana. You know, I mean down out, you know, up through like Ventura, so different spots.
There's lots of great spots in Ventura. Highly recommend, or Ventura County in general. So not just Ventura proper, but lots of great venues.
You start checking out more of the state, I guess. I came to LA and then that was about it. I didn't really venture out much beyond that. Like the entire like LA area ish. You know, eventually I started going a little bit here and there more, but
get some time, we'll go.
Yeah, I just came to L.A. You know, we came by Vegas. And that's about it. And I just stuck here.
That's a good place to be.
Yeah. I like
L.A. Especially if you're into the music. Get stuck here.
I like L.A. I mean, it's I like what I, you know, as far as what I do for a living, you know, or, well, not a living yet, but eventually it will be a living. My career, anyway, in the entertainment industry, I just think L.A. is probably, like, the best place for that.
Okay.
You know, people want me to go back to Maine. I'm like, oh, fuck no. Like, I can't, what do you want me to do? Like, I can't run this type of business back there. I mean, you're lucky if you can get bands that are willing, you know, like, stop, not just play in their garage. I mean, I don't know. Out there is, like, I just didn't see as many shows as many, you know what I mean? You need more bands that actually play and travel and
some really talented musicians back there. I'm not sure how many good venues there are to play in.
There aren't a lot. Places, so. I mean, you got like Bangor now. You got the Waterfront Amphitheater or something like that. It's a huge venue, I heard. And then you got the, you know, Portland. They got a big venue. And then like Lewiston, I think, you know, they convert the hockey area, the hockey rink into a concert at all or whatever. Like I saw Primus there.
That all a pretty, you know, pretty.
And then,
nice
and then Augusta, and then Augusta has like a place. You know, they do have like bigger concert venues, but like as far as smaller bars, the bars themselves, like you know, we have more like small venues that have stages here. Like back home, you don't really have that. You know, like the bars there just don't have what the ones here have.
Right.
You know what I mean? And there's so many more bands out here. There's some more to choose from. There's more of everything.
Yeah.
Different styles and things. So it's just, I just like here better. Plus the weather.
Yeah, the weather.
Maine is evil.
Makes it pretty easy when you can get out just about every single night of the
That's
year.
That's what I'm saying, so, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, well, but yeah, but people here freak out once it rains. Oh my God, it's raining.
Right.
I'm going to melt. No, I can't do it. Like you have a car and an umbrella, like get over
and
yourself.
And it's a 5 foot, 25 foot walk to the cover to get inside the building.
Yeah, you guys ever played like downtown LA or anything out that way?
Not yet. But
we have like the 5-star bar. It's a decent sized stage. I mean, it's not like you know, maybe not huge like what you're used to, but
well, you and Michelle should get together and we should.
Because I've been wanting to put Carry On down that way. I'm trying to get them out to other areas. Like
you put Carry On and us together, and we'll have a nice show.
That'd be good. That'd be a good show.
Right.
Put some other good like rock bands. Ooh, Low Octane.
Ooh.
Put Low Octane with you guys. And there's some good bands that are in. That
I like
your,
this show. I like this show already.
My favorite band in the entire universe is Led Zeppelin. So like, I'm mostly growing up. You know, that's what stuck with me was the hair bands and the 80s. I grew up with all that stuff, and I grew up with like the classic rock and hard rock. You know. Deep Purple and Led Zeppelin and Rush and Pink Floyd and like all the greats, Queen, you know what I mean? All the really good stuff, Foreigner and the Eagles and just like really amazing bands, Bad Company, just so many amazing bands that I just fell in love with that style of music. That's always, I guess, classic rock or whatever they call it. That's always been my favorite genre.
Yeah.
And then the 80s, you know, with Cinderella and Whitesnake and Rat and Poison and Bon Jovi. And, you know, just all the amazing greats from that era. Like, I love that stuff, too, you know?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I love but I love metal, too. I love, you know, white, you know, I like more so like Metallica, Megadeth, you know, like all the greats and that type of thing, too. So it's just, I grew up during some great eras of music. I think we all did.
It was a great era for everything, I think.
Even and, you know, grunge.
And yeah, Zeppelin has a special place in my heart too. I mean, Jimmy Page is pretty much the reason I started playing guitar. I was actually playing drums before I was playing guitar, and my parents were working musicians, and I was playing drums with my mother's band when I was about 11.
Wow.
And when I was 13, I heard Good Times, Bad Times, and I said, oh, that's it.
Good stuff.
I'm switching right now.
Yeah, I kind of grew a pair of nuts, and I wrote to Robert Plant's people about him being on my radio show. I'm not shitting you. I just said fuck it. I said fuck it, and I went for broke.
Probably have to hire a bit more security downstairs.
I don't give a shit. I'll hire like 10 security guards from my company because I'm a security guard. I will get. I'll be security my damn self too. I don't care. Whatever I got to do. That's Robert Plant. Oh my God. I'm just saying. Hey, my girl can try, right?
Yep.
And if it happens, that's wonderful. If it doesn't, it is what it is. But at least I tried. And what's the worst thing they could do? Say no, and then I'm no worse off than where I started from. So I say, fuck it. Every now and then, you just gotta go for it. I did it, too, yesterday. I just wrote to his people this like email. It had a press contact. I was like, I'm press.
And I'm contacting you.
I'm
press.
Come do an interview.
I swear to God, I'm press.
Hey, Robert Plant.
Robert Plant.
Plant. Okay.
It's the lead singer of Led Zeppelin. Jack Wagon. Anyway, I figure it's my favorite band in the entire universe, and that's my favorite singer outside of Jeff Tate from Queensryche, but. Yeah, there's some great singers in this world. Ozzy Osbourne. I like my music. But
love Jeff Tate, too. We actually opened for his Operation
Mindcrime. Oh, my God.
Canyon Club.
Oh, God.
Phenomenal show.
I love him so much. Yeah. That's another person I would love to interview. And someday Stephen King and, you know, just anybody that I love like that. I interviewed Elvira. Why not? Fuck it, right? I got one of my wishes in life.
When was that?
Back with 2017,
I believe. Yeah,
2017.
Yeah,
I interviewed Elvira. She's badass.
Yeah,
very nice woman. And I met Tracy Lords. So like, you know, that was pretty cool. That was a good experience.
Her that night, right? The same night, right?
It was a good night. I got pictures taken with these people. Me, what you mean? Don't mess with Jenny. She's got once in a while. She might, you know, get something she wants in life. Yeah, I try anyway. I figure if I don't at least ask for it, it won't happen.
That's definitely true.
You know, you got to go for it. Bug it. Let's play a song. I'm going to play some songs. We got two songs. We're going to play these. All right, we'll see. What do we want to play first? We got Flies Like Whiskey and Lone Cowboy.
I think you might as well start off with Flies Like Whiskey. That's the first original that we came out with and recorded.
Okay. You want to tell people a little bit more about the song, kind of what inspired you to write it, what's it about?
Well, sure. Yeah, I mean, most of everything I write, the lyrical content is based on my own personal experience. And,
okay.
Before I wrote that song, I had a personal tragedy, and I was drinking a little bit, and I was out on my back porch one night, and I had two big full glasses of whiskey and drank those down. I poured myself a third, and about halfway through the third, I realized, okay, I think I've had too much. Walked into my house and passed out on my bed, and I came back the next morning, saw the half glass of whiskey, and there was about a dozen flies that had dive bombed into it.
Damn.
Wow.
And so they definitely like whiskey. And a couple of weeks later, I went to a local bar and sat down at the bar and had myself a glass of whiskey. And a woman came up and sat down next to me and asked me what I was drinking. And I said, oh, I'm having some whiskey. And she said, well, I'll have the same. So she ordered the same and turned around to me and said, by the way, would you mind buying? And I said, okay. And then immediately proceeded to run out of the joint and get the hell out. Because bar flies like whiskey too. So
I love it.
So that's
pretty badass.
Basically what the song's about. Yeah.
See, great story. See, if I hadn't asked that right now, we wouldn't have gotten that great story. See, there you go. And a chuckle at the same time. All right, we got Flies Like Whiskey by the Guitar and Whiskey Club on James World Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1, and iHeartRadio.
One day in April, it was sliding towards May. Went to the backyard at the house where I stay. Pour me some whiskey in a crystal clear glass. It went down real quick, it sure didn't last. Pour me another. Next day, the third one's half full. Dead flies like a watering hole. That's when I knew it was true. Flies like whiskey too.
Bye. This is Ring of Leaders listening to
Jenny's Real Talk on the Block
at LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeartRadio.
Yo, this is Cesar Cardona, and you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeartRadio.
This is B. Rhett, and you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeartRadio.
This is Callie Cush, and you're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block on LA's Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeartRadio.
Books that make you laugh, books that make you scream, books that make you hope, and books that make you dream. What's on your bookshelf? Discover the books that make you who you are on booksthatmakeyou.com. Read book reviews, meet the authors who pour their souls into the books you love, and enter to win bookish prizes. If you're a bibliophile, then Books That Make You is your new best friend. Visit booksthatmakeyou.com or find us on Insta and Facebook.
Metal Babe Mayhem is super excited about their newest venture with MBM Music LLC. With MBM Music, we'll provide artists with a full-service platform to be seen and heard by assisting with necessary products, services, and fashion, all in an effort to increase exposure, fan base, and income. For more information, visit us at mbmmusicllc.com. That's mbmmusicllc.com. You create, we promote, plug in to the network.
We're back with a guitar and whiskey club. We're having too much fun. I like this.
Indeed.
I always like it. That was good. I like that song.
Thank you. We like playing it.
I like that song.
It's a fun song for us.
She's got a good voice. I like that.
She's got a great voice, yeah.
She does. I'm really irritated. I miss that show. Stupid flus.
Yeah.
I don't like being sick. It really irritates me because it keeps me from doing the stuff that I want to do. I missed a whole weekend of concerts, including you guys. I was going to go see LA Guns both nights. I was going to go see you guys that night on Friday, and then I was going to go see Wicked Star the next night on Saturday, and then I was going to go over to Nick Fuoco's birthday. He's from the band Nightmare, Alice Cooper tribute, but he also does Mondays and Tuesdays, Metal Mayhem, Mondays and Tuesdays at the Rainbow Bar and Grill. He has like metal and rock bands and other stuff play there, so it's always fun.
Yeah,
I miss his birthday bash. I miss. I'm like, that was one of those weekends. I don't like being. If I'm gonna be sick, like, why can't I be sick on a weekend? I don't have a bunch of stuff. That's when I get really irritated. All right, we got one more song. Lone Cowboy. Want to tell people a little bit about this one?
Yeah, we call this one the Sad, Sad Cowboy Song. It's a little bit slower than most of the material we play. Until the end, it kind of kicks into high gear there. But
okay.
So this one is the only one out of the songs that I've written that I didn't write the lyrics for. We had a buddy of ours, Patrick Malone, a phenomenal singer up in the San Francisco Bay Area, and he was visiting one weekend, and this was also before we had our singer Jennifer, and I was trying to get some of the vocal parts down, and he was helping me with them. And after we worked on a few tunes, he said, "What else you got?" And I said, "Well, I got this one, but I don't got any lyrics to it." And he said, "Well, play it for me." So we played it, and he goes, "What's your idea?" And I said, "Well, something about a cowboy." And he, in about 30 minutes, wrote all of the lyrics.
Wow.
And then came in and sung it, and thought it sounded great. And I'm so happy that he decided to let us use the lyrics in the band. Jennifer does an awesome job. It sounds like it was written for her. Nice. And it's a nice one that kind of breaks up our set. It's a little bit more mellow, but then at the end it gets a little crazy with the guitar, so we enjoy playing this one a lot too. We enjoy playing them all, but you know, since we're going to play this one here, I'll just, you know.
Nice.
Yeah,
I like it. We got Lone Cowboy by Guitar and Whiskey Club on Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, LA Talk Radio Channel 1 and iHeart Radio. I like that. I see what you mean by the guitar riff. It was like going on.
Yeah,
I like it.
Something when we do that one live, me and seeing the other guitar player, we kind of have a little guitar duel on stage there. So
I like it.
It's really fun. Yeah.
I like that. A lot of energy. I like the lyrics. Like, yeah.
Thanks. And again, the lyrics are compliments of Patrick Malone. Thank you, Patrick.
Yeah. We need to get you like a full album recorded. And like
we
an
do,
actual
I
album
agree.
Out there.
Yes.
We need to get that album out there.
Yeah, I agree. And we're working on that.
That's good.
Cool.
That's good. It's going to be a good thing.
We're looking forward to it.
It's going to be a good thing. We got to get that music on everywhere. Spotify and
you
like
have
all
any,
over the place.
You have any social media out there?
Yeah, where can people find you guys?
You can find us on Facebook at Guitar and Whiskey Club. Yeah. You can find us on Instagram at Guitar and Whiskey Club.
Nice.
Reverb Nation at Guitar and Whiskey Club.
Nice.
And then you can go to our own website, which is guitarandwhiskeyclub.com.
All right.
I love it. See, keeping it consistent.
Yeah, and you can also find us in all the, you know, streaming services, Spotify, iTunes, Amazon Music, you know.
Nice. I like it.
Yep. Just search for Guitar and Whiskey Club and we'll pop up somewhere.
Sweet. I like it.
See? That's smart.
You're just ashamed of being on Twitter, aren't you? The president has ruined Twitter for everyone. Nobody wants to be on Twitter anymore. And I'm getting really pissed because I have a Twitter. I have several Twitter accounts. They're all, you know, for one thing or another. Whether it's a radio show, a TV show, something. So, you know. I'm so far behind on my stuff. Social media.
We'll eventually get a Twitter account going. So,
don't let the president ruin it for everybody. You know, yeah. Anyway.
He messes it up for everyone. He messes it up.
Anyway, want to thank Guitar and Whiskey Club for being with us today. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us. It's been a pleasure.
Love the music. Keep doing what you're doing. You can find everybody, go find them, Guitar and Whiskey Club. They're everywhere except for Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. They have a website, guitarandwhiskeyclub.com. Go check it out. You can see their upcoming concert schedule on there. And Universal Bar and Grill Friday, July 12th.
That's correct. Yeah.
Oh my God. I don't know how I remember that. Sometimes I go into a trance and somehow I remember shit and I don't know how I remember it, but I remembered it. Sure. That's their next show coming up. So go check it out.
Brought you guys a few stickers too.
Thank you.
Hell
yeah.
Let me show you.
Oh yes. Our t-shirts. Hold on. We got the t-shirts. Look, see.
Get the hair off of it. I'm shedding everywhere. I'm old. My hair is falling out.
See, we're going to have pictures and we're going to take pictures after this so that, you know, everybody sees us wearing the Guitar and Whiskey Club. Ooh. Look, isn't that badass? See, so we got stickers. What I like to do is sometimes I get extras from bands. And then what I do is when I go to concerts, I give them out. I always keep one or two for myself like a greedy bitch. But then the rest of them, I give them out because I want other people to know about.
Feel free.
You know, if it's a really great band and I love the band, I want people to find out. I do giveaways at our concerts where I just like give away like, you know, CDs and stickers and other stuff. You know what I mean? So that people can. I never give away the t-shirts though. Fuck you. Those are mine. The t-shirts are mine. They're not going anywhere because I'm lucky if I get one from any of the bands. So we got matching ones this time. Just like we have Satanic Johnny and some other ones where we have matching ones. So, you know, I'm like, hell yeah. I told him, I handed him the shirt and I was like, you know, wear this today.
Yeah, but it's not a weenie shirt. It's a cool shirt.
Yeah, it's a really cool one. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I love the logo and everything.
We wouldn't have it any other way.
I love it. So you actually have a good logo. You have a good logo. We like it. And shout out to Michelle Hoover, their manager, who you can't see, but she's really here. it's okay. Remember, behind the scenes, people need to be known about, too, because you're the one who works the magic behind the scenes, and we appreciate you for that.
Yes.
So Thank you so much, though, for the Guitar and Whiskey Club being on the show today. We appreciate you. Thank you so much. This was great. I love it. The music was great. You were a good guest. I always like it when we have cool guests. I love it.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure. It's
badass. All right. We will be back next week. Who the hell do I have next? Oh, yes. The Thrill Seekers. Fuck yeah. Davey Gaspar and his wonderful band, The Thrill Seekers. We'll be on next Wednesday. So we've got a great show coming up. I don't know if you guys know who The Thrill Seekers are, but they're amazing. Amazing performance. Great stage show. Come check it out. And then the week after, on July 10th, we're going to have Star Daddy in the house.
Oh, yeah.
What up, Justin Symbol, Star Daddy. July 17th, we're going to have Death on the Radio, Miss Maxine Murder. Then we have July 24th, we're going to have Hollywood Nightmare. And July 31st, we've got Deaform. And then, August 7th, Wednesday, August 7th, Mortis, The Devil's Reject.
All right.
Hell yeah. That's so cool. We got another month or so of great shows coming up. Make sure you tune in, for the love of Christ. Tune in.
Tell a friend.
Tell a friend. Social media friends. Tell 50 friends. Tell 100 friends.
To tell 100 friends.
Jenny's Real Talk on the Block is a lot of fun. We have great, bands on here. We also have authors, sports figures. It's been a running theme of bands lately. We haven't had as much other stuff going on. I need to get some more stuff going on, not just bands. I mean, I love the bands, but gotta have other things too. There's so many things in entertainment out there. You know, Stephen King, if you're watching. No, just kidding.
No, she's not. Call her.
Call me.
Let's do an interview.
All right. So we'll be back next week with another great show. And don't forget, we've got July 5th at the Pacifico Cantina. July 5th. Friday, July 5th is at Petey's Place in Tarzana. And Saturday, July 6th is at Pacifico Cantina in Monterey Park. So come on out to some great shows. We'll see you soon.
All right.
Bye.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.